Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Joe. Morning, everyone.
Let's see what our message is for today. Okay. I get it. Smells. We're going to talk about smells.
Wow. The random smells that you get. So, image I'm getting shown is I'm walking down a hallway and all of a sudden I smell smoke or I smell a perfume. And then it hits me as to, oh, that kind of smelled like my grandma or my grandpa. And then you're like, no, and you doubt yourself. Sometimes that truly is a loved one on the other side actually speaking to you, actually talking to you. You may not hear what they say, but I want you to tap into the feeling that you get when you smell that scent, and the memory of the joy, the memory of the laughter, the memory of the love that you have from that person. That is the reason why you're smelling those smells, because they're just basically trying to, oh, I want to cry all of a sudden, trying to give you a hug. We're trying to let you know that, hey, we're here. We've never left you. We've always been here. Then I get the other smells of just random. Doesn't associate with anybody that you can think of on the other side. That's okay. Not every scent is from somebody on the other side. It could be from just in your memory, in your past memory from this lifetime. A situation gets brought up. And the reason why these are coming up is for you to tap into your intuition a little bit more, for you to ask the question inside, what feeling do I remember this smell associated with? Your body's trying to guide and direct you. So it's just an intuitive hit, if you want to call it. Your body's speaking through you, through sense. So what I did in the past is I would expose myself to a lot of different fragrances, and I would put a memory with it, or I'd put a feeling with it, especially with essential oils, because I love essential oils. So lavender has a specific memory and feeling to it versus lemon. So if I'm going down the road and all of a sudden I get a hint of lemon, like, oh, I need to tap into this feeling a little bit more. Oh, like they're trying to get me to either use lemon or to remember that feeling and evoke that feeling within inside of me. It's like your own healing effect that's happening. Another language.
Another language is right. As soon as you said sense, Kim, I went back to a memory. I was in on Highway 10, actually not far from you, years ago. And all of a sudden, I'm in my car by myself. And I smell geranium.
Yeah.
Like powerfully smell geranium. Now, I had been around geranium flowers. My mother loves geranium flowers a lot of my life. And while they do have a scent, you really have to like lean in to smell them.
Yeah.
They don't like waft. Their scent doesn't waft through the air by the plant typically, unless there's a lot of them. Whereas like a lily, there can be one lily and you can smell it from far away. But yes, anyway, I'm in my car and smelling this geranium. It's unmistakable. I know it's geranium. And I'm like, okay, I guess you can spontaneously smell it.
Yep.
It was like, that was my own lesson of accepting that sense. I'd been getting that stuff for quite a while, but I think I had, as you started here, doubted it or discounted it for a long time.
Yes.
And ever since then forward, when a random smell shows up that makes no logical sense, I flash right back to that moment. I'm like, well, that happened. So is this. So for those of you who haven't had this happen, maybe invite something like that to occur for you where you are suddenly smelling lemon as you're driving in your car. When there's no lemon around. There's no reason for it. It's very fun.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I feel like that is all.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jill. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah. Until next time.